smart name. It's Steve TM. So from now on, whenever you sign your name to the back of a check, or whenever you sign an autograph, or whenever you write a note to your wife, gone to the store, be back soon, love you, Steve, you need to send a nickel to the PepsiCo Corporation.
I'll be sure to do that. You know that last song? They stole that guitar riff from Stevie Wonder.
We wasn't even, what song?
Brian Stevens.
Oh, okay.
Listen to it. That's the guitar riff from Superstition.
Okay, we'll check it out.
So,
one more question, Steve.
This is a great conspiracy, man.
Hey, Steve! Steve!
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
One more question.
Yes.
What kind of a phone do you have?
I don't know. Yeah, you sound terrible.
Are you at work?
Whoa, yeah.
You're at work, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Well, that explains it. You're on a payphone, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Well, there you
go.
Tell
him to get a better payphone.
Tell him to get a better payphone.
Maybe I'll just tear this one down. I'll have to replace it.
All right, keep listening.
That was Steve. This is Chris and Rob. Late Night Talk Show, WAIF, Cincinnati.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob. Since we're kind of on the whole wacko tip tonight, some of your favorite wackos got together. J.J. Johnson. He's dynamite! Wow! J.J. Johnson of the Ohio Unorganized Militia spoke Sunday at a meeting of the Tennessee Volunteer Militia.
Go Vols!
He called militias the civil rights movement of the 1990s, and here you go, this is what he said, this is a quote. It is now time to begin to focus on the people who have their hand in your pocket, their foot in your door, and the guns in your face. And yes, I mean, if you come in my house and violate my rights, I will shoot you. Then he has what he calls rules of engagement for militias. If you have a problem with government and you realize they're going to have a problem with you, then you better start preparing for it. Are the police, like we have to call the fuzz, are the fuzz here to protect you? No. You're supposed to protect yourself, and part of that is arming yourself. He also urged militia members to build trust among themselves and to publish their activities in a newsletter. He also urged most of them to learn how to read. I just added that. Let's talk to Bob one time on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Hello, Bob. You're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Bob. Where
What's
you calling
up?
From? Is this Bob?
Hey, this is Bob.
Where are you calling from tonight, Bob?
I'm in Dubuque.
Bob in Dubuque.
I'm calling up. I got a crazy little transmitter here. I'm picking you up. I wanted to talk about this politics thing.
Okay, Bob, shoot.
Well, there's another candidate. There's another third-party guy. He's out there. You should vote for him.
Who would that be?
I support him. His name's Stan DeLuca.
Stan DeLuca.
Stan DeLuca. He's brilliant.
Does Stan DeLuca hold a seat in the Senate or the House or has
no,
he ever held office?
He charges air conditioners in Jersey. But he's running. He's running on the Bob platform.
What's
and I'm
his
voting
name again?
For him. You should all vote
Stan
for him.
Stan DeLuca.
Stan DeLuca. He's an air. What's
Stan
his name again?
What?
Stan DeLuca. He charges air conditioners for a living.
Yeah, I'm funding his little thing, his little race.
What has he got that the other candidates don't have?
Well, the platform is basically get it when you can, where you can, and make no apologies.
And don't forget as often as you can.
As often as you can, too. And it doesn't matter where, when, or how, no apologies.
Not in public, though.
Why not?
Oh,
sure.
Boy.
And
oh,
it's
boy.
Not seizing property, it's what property you seize.
This sounds like cutting edge platform to me.
Under Stan's program, anything seized, any house, any car, anything.
Well, Bob, how do you... Do you think we can get in touch with this Stan DeLuca?
Yeah, I'll get you his number.
Will you? And then we can get him on the show sometime?
Well, this is the thing, the seizure thing.
Mm-hmm.
They seize your house.
Yeah.
They turn it into a casino.
Okay.
That's the whole thing. Your car, anything, it's contributed to a casino.
So if they steal your car, they can,
They'll put slot machines in it, you know?
Okay.
They'll go crazy with it. They'll put it on the side of the road.
That's great. That's a brilliant idea.
He's pro-prostitute, too.
Well, you can't be pro-prostitute.
Sure, you regulate it, you dose it out like pizza. Come on, you order it up.
Order it up. Call girls.
Why not?
His platform is seize things and make them into casinos and legalize prostitution across America in all 50 states.
Yeah, I mean, you know, seizing things, I don't basically approve of it.
You don't think he's going to get elected, do you?
Why not? He's got me behind him, all right? I'm pulling strings. I'm running around. I'm doing things. I'm getting pictures of people in compromising positions. He'll be up there.
Okay.
You got pictures of Clinton and Dole, huh?
Well, I'm working on it.
How about lowering the age of consent?
Why not?
Are you affiliated with the NAMBLA? NAMBLA?
NAMBLA?
NAMBLA?
National Association of Man-Boy Love?
Yeah.
No, those guys are wussies. I hung out with them once. They dance around with big wooden penises and bang on drums. It's nothing.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, they're going for young boys. Not the more mature, 12, 13-year-olds.
Okay, well, thanks for your input tonight, Bob.
But as far as Dole goes, he can do crazy things with that hand. It doesn't move on TV, but believe me, it moves.
You know, Dole's really a banana, don't you?
What?
Dole's really the name of a banana, don't you?
Talk about bananas. You're talking Dole.
That's right. If you're talking about bananas, you're talking about Dole. I have a theory that if Dole gets elected, he's going to paint the White House yellow.
Ooh.
Stan DeLuca.
Stan DeLuca. Okay, well, good luck with your Stan DeLuca for president campaign there, Bob.
Remember the name.
Stan DeLuca. Write that down, Jim. Stan
DeLuca. Stan DeLuca.
Stan DeLuca is from where? Dubuque?
What?
Where's Stan DeLuca from?
Jersey. He fixes air conditioners
in
Jersey.
Down, Jim. Okay, thanks, Bob.
Later, babe.
Later.
That was Bob. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We got Spotted Al in the house, and he's writing secret notes to my co-host. If you're going to write a secret note, you have to share it with everybody, okay? What's that secret note?
It said, Rob, do you like me? Check one, yes or no.
There is someone outside writing for the next show, or is it Stag out? I don't know. Yeah, that's your business. That was your secret note? I thought it was going to say like something like, Rob, I love you, XXOOXX.
Actually, I wanted to see, you were saying something about how Rob smelled. I wanted to find out myself.
Rob smells damn good tonight, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. You're listening to WAIF-FM. The phone number is 749-1444. That phone number once again, 749-1444. If you're calling from far away, stick a 1513 before that. We have Morris.
Hey, Rob, you still live in Price Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I saw you by White Castle last night, but I didn't say nothing to you because I wasn't sure it was you.
Very well may have been.
Did you have the T-shirt that said Hughes High School on it?
No, I had the T-shirt that said I'm with Stupid.
Oh, you had the Kiss T-shirt on?
Yeah.
Ah.
That was stupid.
Hey, Chris, guess who lived in the Carey Cottage?
I don't know, Rob. Who lived in the Carey Cottage?
The Careys. Alice and Phoebe Carey. They were poets. The cottage is open for tours 1 to 4 p.m. Sunday. I wonder if they live in it the rest of the time. You can watch them do it. Carey College is located at the Clovernook Center for the Blind. That's at 7000 Hamilton Ave, North College Hill. Admission is free. Need more info? 522-3860.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. If you would like to get your very own bumper sticker that says on it, Chris and Rob say rename the Aronoff Center the Jerry Lewis Art Center, then all you have to do is send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, care of WAIF-FM, Cincinnati, Ohio, Post Office Box 6126. That's 6126, zip code 45206. A self-addressed stamped envelope will get you your very own. Rename the Aronoff Center the Jerry Lewis Art Center. And in celebration of Jerry Lewis, I brought along a little Jerry tonight. Enjoy.
In the movie, in my car.
Yay, that was Jerry Lewis on the Chris. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Now maybe you'll understand why Chris and Rob say to rename the Aronoff Center the Jerry Lewis Arts Center. Maybe now you'll understand.
Chris, I really enjoyed the way you pantomimed that song there. That the folks had only seen you bouncing around the studio while that was going on.
Oh, every time he honks that horn and goes onk onk, I'd reach up and I'd go onk onk.
It was great. Really great.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. We have Steve on the line next. Hello, Steve, on line four. You're on the air.
How you doing?
Okay, how you doing, Steve?
Yeah, I've been listening to this show for about a year, and I got, like, a complaint. You guys think you're too good for everybody.
We don't accept complaints on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk
what
Show.
What a jerk
we
off.
We don't even accept them.
I don't think we think. I think we pretty much know.
We know we're better than everybody. And that's why we're talk show hosts. If you were a talk show host, you would think you're better than everybody, too.
We already talked about the militias, didn't we?
We sure did.
What's going on out there in Asia?
In Asia?
In Asia.
You mean Taiwan
China.
And all that?
Yeah, Taiwan.
I don't know. Let's find out.
Who should we talk to? You're going to call Taiwan?
No, we're going to call...
Put it on Waif's bill.
We're going to call Charles Van Zandt.
Charles Van Zandt's our news guru. Anyway, the U.S. has got boats steaming over there to Taiwan.
They're intimidating the Chinese.
Yeah, they're going to scare the hell out of the Chinese.
Hello, is this the newsroom?
Yes.
Hello, I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
And together we are
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show,
live on the air on WAIF, and we wanted to call one of the newsrooms in Cincinnati. Is this Charles Van Zandt?
Yes, it is.
We need some news. We need a news update.
A news update?
Yeah, there's two breaking news stories we need an update on.
Okay.
The first one... Taiwan and China and American warships. Fill us in, brother.
Well, okay. Let me dig up some copy. Can you give me a second?
Okay, tell you what. While you're digging up copy, you can dig up copy on this other thing.
Okay.
Today was Stupor Tuesday. The news people, the media, that's you, babe, are calling today Stupor Tuesday. We want to know why it's Stupor Tuesday and not Super Tuesday. And we want all the numbers.
Okay. Well, so, I can... I don't know about Stupor Tuesday. I've been calling it Super Tuesday myself.
Okay, we're going to play a little music and put you on hold here, and you can dig up some copy.
Okay.
Is that what you news guys call it, copy? He's going to rip it right fresh off the wire, I bet. That's why we call our friends at the big newsrooms at the other radio stations.
You know, if we got into a war with China, we'd kick their butt.
No, it would be a bloody mess.
Look at China. They're big and they're so weak and sorry they got in a war with Vietnam and couldn't even beat Vietnam.
That's because it was in the jungle, man. But those Chinese guys, there's billions of them. Not millions, but billions of them.
Billions with a B?
Yeah, billions. You know how many Chinese people there are for every American?
How many?
50.
No.
50 million.
No.
There's like a million
no.
Chinese people for every one
no.
American.
No. Uh-huh. There's a billion people in China, 200 million in the U.S. Do the math. Jim, was it five? 250 million, Jim says. He's got the updated census. So there's four Chinese, but Chinese are smaller. Jim's like three Chinese himself. You would be a big Chinaman, and you're 5'2", 250. You would be like a huge China person.
Yeah, you got a point there. They're all really short and stuff. Which means we'd probably kick their ass. So let's go. I say let's bomb the hell out of Beijing. Let's bomb Beijing. Let's bomb all the parts of Hong Kong that aren't controlled by the British. Imperialism.
Yep.
That's another example right there. We were talking to Lyndon LaRouche earlier on tonight's program, and he was talking about British imperialism. Well, there's Hong Kong, right in the middle of mainland China almost, except it's on the
coast.
On the coast. Right in the middle of the coast of mainland China.
It's nowhere near the middle.
But it's in the middle of the coast.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, sure, if you say so.
How'd the British get there anyway? I mean, that's pretty far.
Boats.
Boats.
Don't forget, Chris, at one time the British had quite a bit of property around the world.
They still kind
of
do.
Hong Kong was probably the last of the protectorates that they had left.
Well, yeah, are we still on hold with this damn newsroom?
Hey, Chuck!
Yes?
You still there?
I'm here.
What's going on in Taiwan?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's not a whole lot on the wire about that today.
President. They're suppressing it. They're not telling us what's really going to happen. Call up your sources in the Pentagon.
Well, I wish I had.
Because you know whenever the U.S. is getting ready to go to war, the D.C. dominoes has a big rush. That's how you know when we're getting ready to go to war. It's like all the pizza joints have to work overtime.
Well, I know that part of the 7th Fleet is over there now around Taiwan, and I understand there was one missile fired yesterday.
We fired it?
No, the Chinese fired it, the mainland Chinese, and apparently it was not armed. So it did not hurt anything or kill anybody.
If I landed on like a turtle or something, hurt
well,
the turtle.
Well, they might have done that. It's possible.
He can't just drop a few couple hundred tons of hot steel into the middle of the water. Don't expect it to hurt anything.
Well, that's true.
What if there was a manta ray there?
A swordfish might be severed in two because of that.
There could have been a barracuda or something.
Well, you never know.
Okay. So
if it was a carp, then no one would care.
Oh, man, those are good eating. You know what's really good? A catfish if you don't bust the mud sack.
Oh,
but if
really?
You bust the mud sack, you don't even want to mess with it.
I love catfish.
Do
catfish
you?
Catfish is wonderful.
You like it like all breaded and stuff?
Oh, you bet.
I like it raw.
A catfish fillet any day. I love it.
I like it sushi raw.
Do you catch your own cat food, catfish and then
no,
skin it and gut
buy it? I usually buy it at Meijer.
Why don't you go fishing?
Well, I'd like to, but I don't have time. I'm too busy working.
Speaking of work, let's talk about the news.
Okay.
Well, what's up with this Super Tuesday thing?
Well, as you probably have already heard, Bob Dole is the big winner. He was pretty firmly in command in all 7 states. The 7th win was Oregon. The polls closed late out there because of the fact that
they do that.
West Coast.
They also do that mail vote thing in Oregon.
I believe they do.
That's crazy.
What, only boys can vote out there?
No, you can mail your vote in.
Oh.
Pat Buchanan is hanging tough. He says it's still a 2-man race. He's been campaigning in Ohio. Of course, we have a big vote here in the Midwest next Tuesday.
I mean, is Pat Buchanan a total Nimrod or what?
Well, I think he's a... he had that great big radio show, you know, like you guys have, and he gave that up to run for president, and now he's probably wishing he had the radio show back. So you guys don't run for president. Just keep doing your radio
now,
show.
Now, what about the Democratic primaries? You got any numbers on the Democratic primaries?
Well, of course, President Clinton had no serious opposition.
What about Lyndon LaRouche getting 13% of the vote in Texas?
Well, LaRouche is a nutball.
Yeah, well, that's not what he just told us.
I don't count him as a real Democrat.
He didn't tell us he was a nutball. He told us he was normal.
By the way, it looks like Steve Forbes may be getting closer to pulling out now. He says he has to do well.
That doesn't work. You got to use a rubber.
In one of the Midwest primaries next week, or he says he will withdraw from any participation in the California primary, which is the following Tuesday. So if he can win one Midwest state next week, he'll go to California, but otherwise he's going to drop out.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Charles Van Zandt. You've been very enlightening and informative this evening.
Well, Chris, so we missed you here at work tonight.
Hey, well, who could win a war between us and China?
Well, I'll tell you what. If they got all the people in China together and tried to run over us, they could probably win.
They're not the ones with Godzilla, are they?
No, that's Japan.
Remind him of the size factor, though.
Yeah, we're a lot bigger. Like, Jim is 3 Chinese, and Chris is like 2 Chinese, and you're like 3 Chinese yourself.
I'm probably more closer to 4 Chinese.
I mean, there might be more Chinese than there are Americans, but they're awful little devils. I mean, those guys are tiny and petite and little
and
stuff.
Yeah, but they're feisty. They're feisty.
Got a point there.
I don't think they are feisty. You know why? Because they're being ruled by a dictator. That, you know, the regular Chinese draftee is going to sit there and think, I have no quarrel with the Taiwan. Why in the hell am I going to fight these guys?
You've got a point there.
You know what the Chinese do if you protest? They arrest you. Like, say you want free speech or something crazy. They arrest you, and then they put you in a forced labor camp, and you got to make Nike tennis shoes and stuff. And then they have a huge trial in, like, a big gymnasium.
Nike tennis shoes?
No, not Nike. I don't know who made. But there are a lot of tennis shoes made over there and a lot of other clothing articles. So you're in jail because you wanted freedom of speech. So you get thrown in the clink, and you start making goods like they sell at Kmart, which is just a big Chinese outlet anymore. And then they have a huge trial for a whole bunch of you crazed radicals in a big gymnasium-type place.
Mm-hmm.
And they whip the audience into a fever pitch, into a bloodlust. And so they say, what about this guy? This is what he did. Is he innocent or guilty? And of course everybody screams, guilty, hang him, kill him, hey! And then they take him out back. They shoot him in the back of the head with one bullet. And then they send the guy's family a bill for 9 cents to pay for the bullet. Those are some real sweethearts over there.
You know, Mao was never a real humane person.
And they're still not. At least the leadership over there is.
His legacy lives on.
Well, thanks a lot, Chuck, and get back to work.
Okay, I've got a 1:30 headline coming up, so I'll see you guys later.
Okay.
That was the newsroom at 700 WLW. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on 88.3 FM WAIF, the bottom of your dial. You can't go no lower than us. That's right, we are the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're the lowest thing you're going to find on your dial tonight. We're so low, we're, help me out, Rob.
We can play handball on the curb.
Right on. 749-1444 is the phone number. That's 749-1444. Let's see who's up next.
What you said?
Hello?
Who?
Hello, is this Jerry?
I mean, you see, when I had it, all my clothes were wet.
Hello, Jerry,
so
you're on the air.
I changed my clothes because when I, that's why I was long.
We got Jerry on the line here.
Should I put or not?
Yes, Jerry, you should.
Then I'll close the door.
Okay, close the door and then tell us what's on your mind, Jerry. Hello, Jerry? Hello, Jerry, you're on the air with the Chris and Rob Lincoln Talk Show.
The door, but I'll get the... I can rinse all of these out, but this is not... They're very hard to hold because they... This is a dirty... Oh, see, they're hard.
What should we do, Rob? Should we let them keep going or should we hang up on them?
Oh, good shot. Do you like soda or ginger?
Was he getting ice? Is that what it is?
He must be calling from Lower Price Hill tonight.
Hang up on him.
Would you like me to,
Okay, we had to hang up on Jerry. He wasn't making any sense. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Hey, have you seen the concept plans for the new Riverfront? Not just Riverfront Stadium, but everything.
The concept plans for the new Riverfront looks fun. Looks like we're going to get a football stadium, a baseball stadium, an aquarium, a underground railroad museum, and a hot dog stand, and a casino.
Okay. There's the football stadium.
Okay, now wait. We're on radio. This is not a visual medium. So don't say there, because our listening audience isn't looking at the same thing we're looking at. We have to use the theater
of the
mind.
To the far east, right on the river, is the football stadium.
Where? What is now?
Hell, dude, I don't know. What? Coliseum.
See, remember,
they're going to get rid
of
the Coliseum?
Radio is an audio medium, and in order
it's
to give...
It's probably right next to the Coliseum, then, I would guess,
in order to give
it?
The listener a real vivid description
man,
of what...
Oh, you're a
butt. No, this is good radio.
You're a butt.
You're a butt.
You're a butt.
Your mom is a butt.
Your mom.
Your mom. Your mom and your mama's mom.
You know, if your mom would have had change for a five, I could have been your dad.
Jerk.
That's like the only one I know.
Okay, anyway.
All right.
I'm just saying, make sure you...
To the far east, which I guess would be near the Coliseum. What bridge is this, Jim?
That's the suspension bridge.
Right to the east of the suspension bridge.
Where the Coliseum, where the stadium is now.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's where they'll put the football field.
What are they going to call it?
Chris and Rob Field.
You mean they're not going to name it like the Paul Brown football field or anything?
The Chris and Rob Field of Nightmares.
The Chris and Rob Field of Dreams.
The Jungle.
The Jungle.
And then right next to that, they got, what is this, a big swimming pool?
No, that's going to be like the aquarium and the Crystal Museum and the Underground Railroad Museum.
What's the Crystal Museum? They're going to have a museum dedicated to crystals, like those New Age weirdos walking around with these goofy necklaces on saying, oh, the healing power of the crystal, man.
Hey, if you walk in there and you're sick, man, you'll walk out of there,
whoa,
like just totally healed and stuff.
I'm a Leo.
The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the meek will be strong.
Then next to that, you got an all baseball field.
They're going
to
name that one after Joe Nuxall.
And they got some offices or something here. I don't know what those are. Between the baseball field and the... And working to our west, there is... I guess this would be the Underground Railroad Museum. Spotted Owl, is that what that is?
I'm still trying to read the article.
Oh, damn it, you can't. I forgot to bring the rest of it. Oh. I'm sure Chris has it somewhere. I brought this because the Journal News out of Hamilton put a color picture in, whereas the Enquirer from Cincinnati put a crappy black and white drawing. You couldn't see anything. Wow, they got docks here and everything for boats. There's a skinny dipper. There's some piranha. Looks pretty good. Boy, he needs a huge convention center from everything I heard. Between the gay-bashing weirdos in City Council and our pathetically small convention center, Cincinnati just can't attract any conventions. And those conventioneers, man, they come into town, they spend a lot of money. And you went to answer the other line.
Okay.
Celebrity hotline was ringing.
Oh, okay, good. Keep talking, Rob.
You know, the conventioneers, they put on the funny hats, and they go spend a lot. They go to King's Newsstand, spend a lot of money just down there, buddy. They all put on their little fezzes. They all get into those itty-bitty, teeny-tiny cars, and they drive down to the newsstand, pick up a few dirty books, and they drive around, and they go eat some steaks. They go check out movies. They pump a lot of money into the economy.
And get some
pay
chili
for hotel
too.
Rooms.
Okay, big shout-out to Spotted Owl. He's leaving our presence.
The Spotted, later, Spotted Owl has left the building.
Yeah, if you were going to call for the Spotted Owl, it's too late. You can't anymore.
The Spotted Owl won't be spotted anymore.
The Spotted Owl is an endangered species. Did you know that measles kills more children in the world than all the wars, floods, and famines ever combined? 35,000 children die each day, and most die from illnesses like pneumonia, measles, and diarrhea.
Diarrhea is the main killer. You know why?
Why?
Dehydration.
Illnesses that cost pennies to cure and pennies to prevent.
Right.
UNICEF leads the battle to save children in 140 countries. And with your help, UNICEF can win it. Call this number, 1-800-4-KIDS. That's 1-800-F-O-R-K-I-D-S. UNICEF, because every child is our child. Children of the world, 1-800-F-O-R-K-I-D-S.
You know, a kid in a healthy and semi-affluent society like America... Kids like that get diarrhea all the time. But you know what? You give them some Pepto-Bismol or some other pink cement, and a kid gets clogged up and he's fine.
Thank you.
In a third world country, a kid gets diarrhea. He goes to the bathroom until he dies. He dies of dehydration. It's really a sad thing. What are you saying, Jim?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello, is this Timothy?
Hello?
Hello, is Timothy there?
May I ask who's calling?
This is Chris
and Rob,
and together we are the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Yeah.
Hello, Tim.
Yeah.
Hi, is this Dr. Timothy Leary?
Yep.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Going good.
That's good. We're live on the air right now in Cincinnati. We needed to ask you something. I heard about you in the news the other day again.
Yeah, what'd you read?
You're going to broadcast your death live on the internet.
Yeah, I'm planning to do that, yep.
Really?
Yep.
That's a really wild idea. Has anyone ever done that before?
I don't know.
Okay, so let's catch up here on a little bit of your history.
Now, wait a minute. See, I'm dying.
Yeah.
And it's very late, and I can't tell you the story of my life, see.
What?
I'm in a little pain, so I can't talk to you, it's 11 o'clock at night.
Okay. Well, we didn't want the whole story of your life anyway, just bits and pieces.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah.
So... Anyway, I assume that you're being friendly and that you... we're... Yeah.
Well, will you let us know when it's going to go down?
I'll try to.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, man. Take it easy, and I hope you're doing okay.
Okay, well, there you have it. We needed an update and see
how
he was
doing.
You know,
I knew that if we kept calling Timothy Leary as he got sicker and sicker and sicker, we would eventually reach him, and it would just be depressing as hell.
Yeah.
And I think it happened.
He's the one that wants to die publicly, though, not you and me.
Well, you know, he wants to die publicly, but he doesn't want to suffer in pain publicly. Sound like he had a ferocious headache or something working there.
Yeah, well.
What's he got, brain cancer?
No, he's got prostate cancer.
He wants to cut off his head, though, and save it in some kind of liquid nitrogen bath.
Yeah, and then he's going to publicly experience death on the internet.
What
this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and we're going to listen out to the Afghan Whigs. Okay, we got a problem here with that. Do you want to try it again?
No, remember when I first tried to sell CDs, you're like, oh, they're indestructible. Nothing could ever go wrong with them.
Well, that one's got something
what
wrong with it.
What a bunch of crap is that?
That one's definitely got something wrong with it. Okay, let's play another local band then.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we'll play Hog Scraper.
Now, I heard Hog Scraper was close personal friends with Jim. They've since become big rock stars, and they won't even return Big Jim's phone calls.
Okay, well, let's listen to it. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. This is Hog Scraper. Wow.
something. I lost my soul. I made a right deal. Went down the left hand path. Oh God, I'm sorry. And now I hear it laugh. Old man Scratch, yeah. Scratch, yeah!
Local Legends Hog Scraper.
With a song called Woo! Ha 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 Ha. This is it. Here, give that to Jim.
There you go, Jim. You probably had to pay for that, didn't you?
Late Night Talk Show. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're the best talk show in Cincinnati. Don't forget it.
There's a guy in England that goes to Trafalgar Square. You know what Trafalgar Square is?
Say the phone number, Rob.
749-1444.
What is Trafalgar Square?
It's like Found Square or something. It's a square where everybody goes at lunchtime to eat their, what do they eat in England? They eat their fish and chips and their raw sheep hearts and that kind of stuff. And if they're Scottish, they eat their haggis. And while they're eating their haggis and they're eating their fish and chips and they're eating their crisps and they're eating their biscuits, they always toss a few kernels of popcorn out to the pigeons, which are quite plentiful there at Trafalgar Square. Well, it turns out that there's one guy. Let's see if I got his name. No, I don't have his name. Well, there's one guy who goes to the Trafalgar Square, and he catches the pigeons. He catches these tree rats.
Does he eat them?
He makes pies.
Whoa! He eats live pigeons? Or does he kill them first?
There's a guy, I'm sure he, you know, what is that, 420 blackbirds baked in a pie, then they cut open a pie and all the bluebirds
fly out? Oh, there's a drug reference in that, too.
No way, dude.
Yeah, if anybody out there, I know a guy who knows that by heart, but should we wake him up?
No. This guy has snatched more than 1,000 fowl, which...
Old King Cole was a merry old soul.
That's a different one altogether.
Merry old soul was he. He got his bowl, and he got his pipe, and he's got his Fiddler's Three.
That was a totally different nursery rhyme.
Oh, it was? I thought that was the same one.
No.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry.
What? Like they didn't smoke regular tobacco back in the day?
Of course not.
Oh, yeah.
Of course not.
What I like about you guys...
They smoked black and mild cigars back then.
Everything, you know, with people like you, everything's either a homosexual reference or a drug reference.
Bag.
Like Mary Tyler Moore is a great show about lesbians, you know. I hear that kind of stuff from you people all the time.
Mary Tyler Moore was not a lesbian.
Oh, well, from your kind, people say that.
I never said that. I thought Mary Tyler Moore was a babe.
Smoke on the Water is about dope.
Of course it is.
Everything comes back. Lucy in the Sky Diamonds about LSD.
Well, we all know that.
But anyway, this guy's eaten 1,000 pigeons in the last few months, and he'll grab up to 40 at a time, put them in a box, and bake them in a pie. He says he's training them to race. Did you see On the Waterfront?
With Marlon Brando?
Yeah, you know what that was about? Gay guy smoking dope.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. We got another call from Jerry. Hello, Jerry. You're on the air. Hello, Jerry.
Would you like me to, put,
Hello, Jerry. You're on the air.
I've never been more embarrassed in my life.
Why don't I...
Jerry? I guess Jerry's not there anymore. There he is.
I was only late because, you see,
Yes, Jerry?
They called, and when I fell in, and I had a...
Yes?
Thing. But, was it the door?
But what, Jerry?
The door is only my ring. I bent my ring.
You bent your ring, Jerry.
But would you like in the bar? Or here, this man could have it.
I'd love a drink in the bar, Jerry.
So fun. It's new ice, and it's fresh. What did I do?
Called the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Is that why you make... Don't hurt or not. I'm just...
We're not going to hurt you, Jerry.
Rechill it.
Rechill.
You seem very strangely mad about my ice.
We're not mad at you,
Jerry.
I mean,
I'll get you clean if you don't want a dirty pot. But it's a clean... Hey, wait, man. Hey, this is new...
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are... The
having
Chris.
Fun with ice.
We're having fun with Jerry. Rename the Aronoff Center the Jerry Lewis Art Center. Everyone knows that Stanley Aronoff was a shyster, and they shouldn't have named that damn theater after him anyway. So Rob and I say, rename the Aronoff Art Center after Jerry Lewis, and let's call that joint the Jerry Lewis Art Center. Cincinnati's proudest moment.
Workaholics Anonymous is a 12-step program for work addiction. Something no one here suffers from.
No way.
But if you are a work-addicted guy, the group meets at 10 a.m. Saturdays at Kennedy Heights Presbyterian Church, located at, appropriately enough, 6312 Kennedy Avenue. The meetings last from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m., and then you got to take work home with you.
Hey, Rob, can we cut tonight's show a little short? I got to go home and type a memo.
You need more information? 583-9704. We know all of society, everything is like trying to gear you towards being a workaholic. You're supposed to now work in your car with your car phone and your car fax. You're supposed to work in your hotel rooms when you go somewhere with, you know, all these neat long-distance services. You're never supposed to get a moment's break from work anymore. Work, 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 work. That's all you're supposed to do.
People in the 1990s worked the job that it would take three people and a half to work back in the 60s or 70s. People work too much. And they don't get justly compensated for it either.
But you know what I like to do on Wednesday afternoons?
Smoke dope.
Besides that, enjoy German music straight from Deutschland with your host, Hans Kroschke. Every Wednesday to 5 to 8 p.m., he'll play the best in the Scorpions and Polka or Modern. You'll hear it on German Tunes of the Queen City, another fine program presented to you by Stepchild Radidio, WAIF-FM.
Oh, right from the diving board. And I up because I have my rabbit's foot, and I never thought it was lucky, because I figured if it was so lucky, how come the rabbit lost it?
There you go. That's Jerry on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. He always carries a rabbit foot with him because he figures it's got to be lucky.
But if it's so lucky, look what it did for the rabbit, eh?
Okay. What do you want to do next, Rob?
Oh, we've got so many different things to talk about. We don't know what we should talk about next. But we're willing to take your calls on any number of topics. 749-1444.
We'll do this at the end.
All right, we'll save that for last.
Listen to those bitching drums. Do we have any commentaries or editorials or anything, Rob?
All I know is the world's getting more violent, man. We got troops in the Balkans. We got bombs going up in Tel Aviv. You got the IRA blowing up bombs in England. Now we got warships steaming towards Asia. All points of the globe are just going to be engulfed in an inferno of war, death, doom, and destruction.
And we figure who to consult on this?
Good morning, Western Bowl. Milt speaking. I can help you.
But Milt at the Western Bowl. Hi, Milt. This is Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And Milt, you're working at the bowling alley tonight, right?
Yeah.
Spraying shoes and the whole business, eh?
Yeah, take care. Customers are kind of busy tonight.
Kind of busy? Well, we'll do this quickly then. We need your opinion on a few things.
Okay.
The war in the Balkans and U.S. battleships on the way to Taiwan.
And the IRA and bombs blowing up in Tel Aviv. Is the end of the world near? Is this the apocalypse?
You know what's going to happen when those battleships get to Taiwan?
No.
They're going to tie one on. Hey, Milt, a little bowling alley humor for you. Don't look
yeah,
at
I think...
Rob, don't even look at me like that. That was bowling alley humor.
Stole that.
Yeah. You got a problem with that, Buster? So, Milt.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on all those things?
Well, I don't think China is going to be afraid of us. I don't know.
Why not? Because there's so many of them and...
Yeah, I was going to...
They're awful little, coffee. Though. Those guys are short little freaks.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be too easily feared.
You don't think they're going to be too easily feared?
Yeah. I don't think they'd be too easily scared of us, but I don't know.
You don't think that they're going to be too easily scared of us?
Yeah.
Now, it sounds like it's a pretty busy night down at the bowling alley tonight there, Milt.
Yeah, it is.
Who's bowling the best game right now?
Oh... I don't know, we just had a 200.
Woo! Anybody bowl 250 tonight?
Not that I know of.
Yeah?
I haven't paid too much.
Now, what does the bowling alley do? Say, you know, it's your typical Friday, Saturday night or whatever. Even it's your typical Tuesday night at 1:30 in the morning. What does the bowling alley do with a Western Bowl when somebody bowls a 300? I mean, do alarms go off and sirens and bells and stuff and you give the guy a plaque or something or what?
The biggest thing that happens is just the screen flashes several times.
The screen flashes several times. But do they get like a cash reward or anything?
No, not an open play.
You throw in a couple games on the house maybe?
Now most of these guys are on all you can bowl anyway, so they're pay one price to bowl they want.
Now if war broke out, how would the Western Bowl commemorate the starting of the war? Would they like have open bowling for half price, or would they have everybody pause for a moment?
I don't know. I'd have to talk to the owner on that one.
You know what did they do during Operation Desert Storm? Or were you not there yet?
I wasn't here yet. I was killing bugs.
What do you mean killing bugs? You're an Orkin man?
Well, I was working for Rose.
What did you do for Rose?
I killed bugs.
You know what a big part of your job was, I bet? Sifting through feces to determine what kind of critters you were dealing with and where the vermin was located.
Yeah, that was part of it.
You have to pick up the rat turds and figure out where the rats live and what they've been eating.
No, I just left them lay and
looked
at
them. You're like, look at this rat. He's been eating a lot of corn. Where do you keep your corn? Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Did you wear gloves?
Yep. Gloves, suit. Overalls, whatever.
How would you kill a rat in a restaurant?
With a trap.
What kind of trap?
Glue or a snap, big old snap trap.
Yeah, well, you can't really have dead rats laying around, though. You got to check those traps quite often, don't you?
Yeah, we come back a couple times a week.
Have you ever heard of the ratapult?
No.
Okay, here, I'll tell you what the ratapult is.
I like it already.
You've heard of the ratapult, haven't you?
I haven't. Fill us in, Robbie.
All right, you set up a bucket, okay?
Uh-huh.
A pretty high bucket, like a pickle bucket, one of those 5-gallon jobs.
Okay.
What the hell's going on, man? Are you watching TV, Milt?
Yeah, it's on. It's too loud.
But... Yeah, turn that thing down. Okay, anyway.
Tell us about the ratapult, Rob.
Okay, so you set the lever, and you put the cheese, or what do you use for rats, peanut butter?
Yep.
Okay, you put the peanut butter there on the lever, and the rat comes, thinks he's going to get a tasty, nutritious, protein-filled snack. He's looking for a glass of milk to wash that bad boy down with. Well, anyway, he steps on the lever, he trips it, kaboing, he goes launching through the air up to 30, 40 feet, and he lands in the pickle bucket. That way you've caught the rat live, you don't have to worry about a dead rat corpse laying around anywhere, and you can release the rat into its wild habitat or the WAFE studios.
Rob, can't you turn him into a pet?
Or you can train him.
So he can find his way back in, huh?
Well, you take him out in the woods pretty far.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the Rat-A-Pont?
I have now.
Would you be in favor of using the Rat-A-Pont? Because you could see, sure, being back there in the kitchen, you're cutting up some onions or something for some chili, and you look behind you and there's a rat flying through the air about 34 feet to get to the pickle bucket. That'd liven up the old day at work, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Have me running away from that pickle bucket.
What were the hardest vermin to kill? Termites or what?
Well, I didn't do anything with termites. That's separate, but...
Ants?
Those pesky old roaches, I would say.
Roaches. What about the little water bugs? Those are pretty hard, aren't they?
Yeah, those are classified as a roach.
Yeah. Okay, when you were did you want to quit eating at restaurants when you were an Orkin guy?
He was a Rose guy.
When you were a Rose guy and you went to a restaurant and you're like, my God, this is what restaurant kitchens look like and I'm going to eat here?
Some of them.
Yeah.
There are some restaurants that I won't eat at now.
Really?
Yeah.
Fast food or your more mom and pops type places?
Not most of the fast food is usually pretty clean. There's some, I won't mention any more about that.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Milk, and good luck on your computer studies.
All right, thanks a lot.
Later.
Now, Rob, if you'll recall, you and I were backstage at a local eating establishment who shall remain nameless tonight, weren't we not?
And the dishwasher's socks matched his T-shirt.
Go figure. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm surprised we still eat there after all that.
It was good, though.
But it was damn tasty.
Oh, it was good.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. And that's the phone number here. Is there anything else we should impart, Rob, or should we just lay one down here?
Seems like the show just started.
Seems like we just got out of bed, combed our hair, and came down to the old station to do a show, and now it's over, almost.
So next week is the big vote, though.
Was that dead air?
No.
Okay.
That was a dramatic pause. There's an enormous difference.
1 week from today is the stadium vote. Issue one, to be or not to be a stadium for the Bengals and the Reds, the two stadiums. Are we going to do a show on that next week after the results come in? Or
probably
do you
not. Now, do you...
It? You want to just skip it and, like, do a UFO show or something?
That would be cool. Do you think that all the major media outlets are portraying it as, like, oh, it's a done deal, the stadium vote is going to pass just because they have so much money locked up into it? Like, what the hell? Is that a roach? What is it?
What? That's me.
Oh, man, I thought it was a rat. Now I'm going to be all paranoid looking for rats flying through the air.
After you talk to the guy who was an exterminator, you're going to be looking for rats for a week.
You know how rat poison works?
How?
You don't know?
No, tell us, Rob.
See, like some people go, man, like a dog will be barking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And somebody will walk by and go, man, I could give me a couple pounds of rat poison to feed to that stinking dog.
No.
Doesn't work. You know why?
Why?
Dogs can fart. Rats can't fart.
Really?
So they eat this stuff. I think it's Skyline is what they... I don't know. I don't know what they use. Anyway, they give rats this stuff that gives you gas really bad.
They get them a... They buy them a sack is what they do.
They buy them a sack of Castles. Okay. They set down a sack of Castles or that new three-way combo over there at Gold Star. Let's see if we can't get them all in.
Hey,
on the
let's not use all those
Washington
local establishments
courthouse.
By name. Okay? Use them all by name and we'll get run out of this town so fast.
So you give them some JTM pepper burgers.
Oh, stop. The cherry burger.
Home City Eye.
Stop.
The cherry burger. You give them the JTM
stop,
cherry
Rob.
Burger.
I'm going to turn your mic off if you keep it up.
All right, you give them something. I don't know. The rat poison gives the rodent a bad case of gas, and it eventually kills them because they have no release for it. And I guess the gas builds up and builds up, and then I don't know what happens. But I can think of – no, I can't think of a worse way to go.
Can't. So, hey, come back here. Come back here. What's your name again?
Double Six.
Double Six is here, and you're going to fill us in on what's going to go down tonight on the Old School Flavor. Wait. This is Double Six from the Old School Flavor. Go. Use the microphone. Right there.
Well, me and my partner is going to get out here and, you know what I'm saying, light it up for y'all one good time. So, be sure to listen in. 2 to 5. Old School.
That's coming up in 9 short moments. Immediately following the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show right here on WAIF, Stepchild Radio, what radio was meant to be. The waning moments, we're going to take a call right now from...
David from San Francisco.
yeah, put him on.
Hi, is this David from San Francisco?
Yes, it is. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I haven't talked to you for so long.
David, you're calling from San Francisco, California.
Is there another San Francisco that you know of?
So you guys got a big primary coming up. Was it a week or 2 weeks from today?
Nobody here votes in a primary ever. There's like five people.
Hey, look, primaries are a big deal in California because you guys got lots of delegates.
It's true, but the reason people don't vote in primaries is because you have to declare as like one of those, what are they, Republicans and what's the other one?
Dems.
Yeah, yeah, one of those two things, and nobody wants to do that. But the reason I called, you know, we view things a little differently here. Nobody wants to think of themselves as exactly conspiracy theorists.
Because everybody in California is stoned all the time.
That's true. We're paranoid, basically, not conspiracy theorists.
Okay.
So there's different things, you know, that go on, and I want to let people know the Democrats have set up a thing for Girl Scout harassment.
Whoa. Well, they're in favor of it?
Is that going on back there now?
What, they're in favor of Girl Scout harassment?
No, it's to help people that have had money extorted from them for those lard-coated yummy things. The number's 800-555-1212 for personal help for Girl Scout harassment. Are you guys there?
Yeah, man. You're just giving out the number for information.
Okay. All right.
See what I said, Rob? Rob, you don't believe me when I tell you I went to California, and while I was there, everybody was stoned all the time. California is in a state of perpetual high.
Do either one of you have a cordless phone?
No, not at the present time. Why?
No. Well, some people are paranoid about cordless phones.
Cordless phones?
Cordless phones.
Cordless?
It's late here.
What do you got in your throat there, Dave from San Francisco? Here, clean that out there, Rod Stewart. Okay, so.
We definitely have a cordless phone here.
You do?
Yeah.
So you know your neighbor's listening to everything. You can go to your local radio shack, and they'll sell you a Bearcat scanner that says, this picks up all frequencies from cordless phones. Have great fun listening to your neighbor's conversations. They'll advertise that right on the box. And if you don't think someone's not listening to your cordless phone, you're crazy, man. Your cordless phone could be transmitting it right now through
Bob,
a Fender Twin Reverb over there at the Philmont West.
That's true. But the problem,
Fillmore
Rob,
West.
Rob, the problem is who's listening. It's not the neighbor.
It's Big Brother.
It's Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper's listening, and he's
Dennis
right
Hopper
down there.
Dennis Hopper is listening on the cordless phones. Previously, we thought it was Richard Nixon, but that seems entirely improbable.
He hasn't written a movie since Colors, and now he needs new ideas, so he's listening to everyone's phone calls.
That's right. The one last thing I want to let you guys know about, this is a big, big hush-hush thing.
Okay, shh.
Not on your show, it's not a hush-hush thing. In general, it is.
Oh.
The CIA has been putting on a big propaganda campaign in Bosnia.
Uh-huh.
They're distributing Judy Blum books to the Serbs. They give the...
Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret!
Yes, that's what they give to the Muslims. And the Serbs, they give, like, the dirty ones, like Wifey. And the Croats, they just totally twist. They give, like, magazine articles from Cosmopolitan.
I heard the Croats, they gave them Encyclopedia Brown.
Where did you hear that from? I haven't heard that yet.
I have my sources at the Pentagon.
That makes sense.
Encyclopedia Brown saves the day when somebody would wheel up to his gas pump, slap a quarter down on it, and say, Encyclopedia Brown, I have a mystery for you to solve.
I can see that.
You know, the rival gang was called the Tigers, but they should have been called the Teabags because they were always in hot water.
Soon I want to talk to you guys offline about that, but I don't know if we should keep it up on the show. I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
We're gonna wrap up the Chris and Rob Late
that
Night Talk Show.
That call came
here
all the way from sunny romantic CA, didn't it?
Big thanks to Jim for finally showing up. He's only a week late, but yeah, it's fine. Oh, don't play any of my disc.
Which one you want to play?
Pick one. Oh, I don't care. They're all great. They're all great.
Pick one.
Just pick one that fits. Just pick any 4-minute song off air.
All right, now introduce it.
This is, you know, because it's St. Patrick's Day is coming up. And I think that once my grandpa said I might have some Irish blood in me. Any of them that are 4 minutes?
I'm telling you that one.
Okay, go for that one.
Okay, so introduce it.
This is called If I Should Fall from Grace with God. Is Bottle of Smoke on here? That one curses.
Aren't you going to say, like, the name of the band and the radio station and your name and the radio show we're on? And be like a professional, man.
This is the Pogues with the title track, too. If I Should Fall from Grace of God on Chris and Rob. Late night talk show. Get ready for St. Patrick's Day. Go for it. Get your shillelaghs out. Start drinking that green beer. Get that Guinness with a half-inch head and go for it, baby. If I Should Fall from Grace of God.